I don't really know. I may have. I've heard the name for it, but I just can't think.
Sure, that's... Listen, this is just fine.
There's
nothing wrong with you as far as this questionnaire is concerned. Oh. You're doing just fine. No, I was thinking of whether... See, up in the mountains, they sometimes call them flitters.
Flitters.
And then down further south, they call them batter cakes. So, I just... You know, either one of those. Now, this is a name for meat from the side of a hog that's salted.
That's middling meat.
Okay. This is pressed meat, kind of a pressed meatloaf.
Mr. Watley.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Now we talked about Midland meat. Do you have a name for pressed meatloaf made with hog joes?
Some folks call it sauce meat and some pressed meat.
What would you call it?
We always call it pressed meat, but I've heard folks say sauce meat.
Pressed meat and, okay. How about the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed, it's pit. Yeah.
Okay, and how about in a peach?
Peach seed, that's all I know.
And now a peach whose meat sticks to the seed when you take it apart.
That's plum peach.
Yeah.
Would you say it? I've got to have your pronunciation of it.
Well, it's plum peach.
Okay. How about one that separates easily?
Well, that's I know.
It's clear seed.
Well, it's clear seed.
Okay.
They didn't learn that. Ain't right, but...
Oh, I think you're doing just fine. How about beans that don't have to be shelled, that you...
Snap.
Right. And how about some... Would you just name a few different kinds that do have to be shelled?
Well, butter beans and butter peas and peas. Usually you can snap peas a little bit.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten? You mentioned that.
Leaves, I guess.
Like the stuff you cook, you make the pot liquor is?
Uh-huh.
What do you call it?
What are you doing?
Turnip beans.
Sure. What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
That's just boiled on the cob.
All right. And this is a little animal. I don't know if you have them around here. It looks a little like a squirrel, but smaller, and runs along the ground.
Rat.
That's one kind, but is there something else?
A ground squirrel.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw one of them out there this morning.
Is that right?
They call them woodchuck, don't they?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's another name for them. What about a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells bad?
It's a polecat.
Okay.
Call him a skunk.
Right. What do you call a little thing that's about, this big, maybe a little larger, that hops along in the ground?
That's a frog.
Okay. Do you have a different name for one that lives on near the water?
It's a bullfrog, I mean.
Uh-huh. And how about the very small ones that make a chirping noise?
They're still frogs. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, do you use a word like a spring frog, tree frog, a rain frog, or peeper?
Yeah, we hear rain frogs and tree frogs.
Okay.
Ain't no spring frogs around, I don't rain.
How about them? These are ordinary worms used for bait and fishing. What do you call them?
Fish bait.
Well, some people call them a mealworm.
Uh-huh.
Some of them call them long johns.
Uh-huh. What do you call it? Do you have a special name for the big ones?
Big ones? I don't know. They come out of the ground. The ones I see, they're that long.
Mm-hmm. But now it's...
I don't know what they're named.
Mm-hmm. This is an insect that sends out light in the summer.
It's a lightning bug.
Okay. How about one that... This is a long... You see these around ponds sometimes. They're long and skinny.